You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Would you care to guess?
I hate you. Shut up.
The most popular soda in Kansas and Missouri, and it's different.
Okay.
Between the two states, you can look at the map all you want.
Do you say soda or pop?
I say soda. And I looked it up. It is accurate.
Okay.
Cheer wine.
Popular soda. I'm going Dr. Pepper.
For?
Kansas.
That is correct.
Boom!
That is correct. Dr. Pepper is the most sold soda.
What do you like better, Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb? Don't lie to me.
I don't like either.
There's only one correct answer to that question.
I don't
drink soda.
Is Missouri something like Mountain Dew? I'm going to go a little off the beaten path.
So Mountain Dew is very popular in about...
Arkansas.
Samuel.
In nine states, Mountain Dew is the most popular, but it is not Missouri.
Okay.
Like mother's milk.
I'm going to go, is it Pepsi or Coca-Cola?
RC Cola.
No.
RC Cola doesn't come out on top in any state.
Is it Tab? Remember Tab?
Yes, I do.
Whatever happened to Tab?
The most popular soda, which is to say the most sold soda in the state of Missouri, is Coca-Cola.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Would you keep it simple?
Would you care to guess? It's a weird one. Hawaii, California, and Oregon. This is the most popular, most sold soda.
Is it Mellow Yellow?
It is not, but you're kind of in the ballpark.
Squirt.
No.
Remember Squirt? Terrible name, but...
It is a terrible name.
It's very refreshing.
It is. It really hits the spot.
No!
Really?
Stop. Do they still sell it?
Get out.
Remember
I'm serious.
Fanta? Is it Fanta, Scott?
It is Fanta.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I was just guessing weird ones.
Yeah. Which flavor?
Ginger
Orange.
Ale.
Orange Fanta.
Yeah.
All right.
And Pepsi, which I can't stand the taste of Pepsi.
We switched to Diet Pepsi, and now that's all we drink.
Is number one in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, South Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Dana, I'm not trying to call you out, but I watched you be very good for like 3 weeks straight drinking water.
There we go.
Look at this. What is this? I'm halfway done.
What's next to it?
Okay, but Sam, this is the same one that I brought with me from this morning.
Okay.
So I've had one in, and I've been up since, well, I had one early in the morning at 8. So I've had two from 8 to 5. And okay, I was still half full
of your new trend, and I've noticed the cancer juice
better.
Has been back for the last 2 days.
No, I've gotten way better.
Cancer juice.
We call those fridge cigarettes. I teased this earlier, and we've got to give you the payout here. Six Flags has banned a guest for the rest of his life from all of the parks, and you are never going to guess why. I thought, did he, you know, do something lewd? Did he embezzle, like, you know, to be banned for life? Mm-hmm. Was he like Fountain Girl? You know, big things. Six Flags has banned a man from all of its parks after a viral video of him on a roller coaster. Quoting here from Cedar Point spokesperson Tony Clark, this guest has been banned from all Six Flags parks for life. The theme park is addressing a video that recently surfaced on YouTube, which appears to show a man eating chicken nuggets from McDonald's while riding the Millennium Force roller coaster.
Nice.
That will get you a lifetime ban. And so I'm thinking,
why?
Like, why? Here's why.
Okay.
At whatever G-force that roller coaster is going, he's dipping the nugget in sauce. Should you release said nugget from your hand while you're doing the loop-de-loop, theoretically, the nugget could fly out at whatever miles an hour and hit someone upside the head and kill them.
Well, I don't know that it would kill them. It might sting a little bit. But.
Safety is a cornerstone of our business, Scott. We have zero tolerance for inappropriate and unsafe behavior.
Do we know which...
Dip? It looks like barbecue.
Barbecue, okay.
Our ride safety policy strictly prohibits all loose articles on rides.
I like the sweet and sour or the Polynesian.
That includes food, which apparently can also become a choking hazard. I'd be more worried that it was going to whack me in the eye and then I, you know, got glaucoma from a chicken nugget.
A honey hot mustard is always a good
choice. That's always a good choice. Mm-hmm.
The guy's YouTube channel, which has more than 1.86 million subscribers, frequently shows him accepting a variety of challenges and then recording his attempt to complete the task.
Come on, it's funny.
Such as going through a car wash with his window down and eating a chicken McNugget.
Oh, so this guy, he did this as a
setup.
Oh,
he's doing it for clicks.
He's not
absolutely
just a regular guy.
No, he's doing it for, well, he is a regular guy. Well, I didn't know you couldn't take a chicken nugget on a roller coaster.
I think a regular person that took a snack would be talked to, but if you're like a quote-unquote
influencer
on YouTube,
God, I hate that word,
doing it as a stunt, that makes more sense.
But it is kind of funny.
It is.
I mean, the fact that he brought on a dip.
The chicken tenders would kill you. The nugget, I'm not so sure.
Okay. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Hey, if you missed this segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.